Final results are in, and 2016 was a record year for U.S. pork export volume. In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, Senior Vice President for Marketing Dan Hallstrom discusses some of the markets that drove that record performance.
2016 was the fifth consecutive year of record growth in Mexico, up 2% from a year ago. It is our largest export market in terms of volume, but it's a pretty broad mix of products that goes down there. Variety meats, feet, butts, boneless picnics, ribs, brisket bones. But the real key driver is the hams. Well over half the volume is hams. Currently, the value of hams, if you look at the cutout value, is up about 8% year on year. That's in the face of record production. So I would argue that this ham business to Mexico is one of the primary drivers of that.
Hallstrom notes that growth was also achieved in other key Western Hemisphere markets.
In Canada, the mix is pretty broad there as well. We got variety meats that go up there, pork hearts, very, very big market for pork hearts. On the muscle cut side, we really have two segments there. We have the raw material that goes into further processing, and we also have a pretty wide swath of fresh product that goes into retail. So this complements the Mexico business quite well. The Central American region, a lot of the trend lines are very similar to Mexico, and we're starting to see some real penetration, especially into the retail sector. All seven markets in Central America saw growth year on year in 2016, and we're looking at that continuing into 2017 as well. Another key market is Colombia down in South America. It started out slow in 2016. They had large domestic production and a weak Colombian peso. But the last part of the year saw dramatic growth. And for the year, we're up 7% at 44,000 metric tons. Very, very key market for some of the further processing items.
For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.